This is episode 232, Five Things I've Changed My Mind On.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 232. As always, I just want to start by saying thank you for tuning in to this episode. I know how valuable your time is, and so thank you for using a little bit of it to listen today. And today, I'm talking about things that I've changed my mind on. Now, we live in a very opinionated world, I think you'll agree, where it's easier than ever to share your stance on a topic, and everyone's disagreeing with each other the whole time. And I think that sometimes makes us nervous about changing our opinions at the risk of sounding flaky, because going back on your word may make you come across as being weak or maybe even unintelligent. Personally, I don't have an issue with changing my mind about something. I'm happy to be proven wrong and form a new opinion. I'm even happy to just change my mind about how I view a topic for no reason at all, other than I've just changed my mind. I think that's okay. This is something that's only become more frequent with age and experience, and how I view and run, for example, my business now is quite different to when I got started. So that's what I'm talking about today. If you want to read along or get access to anything that I'm talking about links-wise, you can find the show notes at paulminers.com/232. So, yeah, changing your mind about something doesn't mean you're a flaky person. In fact, I think it demonstrates open-mindedness about being able to admit when you're wrong, and it really just improves your credibility. And I think the opposite is true. If you stand by your opinion, even when you're wrong, other people often see right through this. You see it all the time in politics. Politicians never want to admit that they are wrong, so they stand by their opinions and they blame other factors and things. We, the public, often see right through this, and you lose faith in that person. So I think being open to changing your mind actually helps you to retain some of that credibility. So here are some examples of things that I've changed my mind on in the last few years. And the first one is running a big business versus a lifestyle business. So back when I was at university, I was pretty ambitious. I wanted to run a big, successful company with lots of employees and just make truckloads of money. I wanted to be, you know, the next big thing in tech. I wanted that big tech company. And then I started learning about lifestyle entrepreneurship, and I came around to the idea of running a small, efficient business that doesn't require huge overheads or a big workforce. And I learned how entrepreneurs were selling their services online via coaching, consulting, or digital products, and making a good living that supports their families while still having the freedom to work where and when they want and do the things that they enjoy without sacrificing that work-life balance. And this just sounded a lot better than the stress involved in hiring lots of staff and being beholden to investors. And Corbett Barr from Fizzle is someone I used to listen to a lot more when I used to listen to the Fizzle show, the podcast, quite a lot. Not so much these days. But he shared a really good story, which I've linked to in the show notes, about how much happier he is running a lifestyle business compared to his old bootstrapped startup lifestyle. And he said, and I quote, "A startup's job is to grow big enough to provide a return to investors. A lifestyle business's job is to provide a great quality of life to its owners." And that to me just sounded like, yeah, why wouldn't you make that the priority? So now I'm in a place where I'm more motivated by making my business more efficient over growing sales. I'm not against growth per se, but I am against growth that requires a sacrifice to my personal work-life balance. So that was a big change in my view of what kind of business I wanted a little while ago. I then changed how I view working with contractors. So after I started my business and had a few successful years under my belt, I was pretty adamant about never hiring contractors or employees. And if you go back in on my blog or this podcast, you will hear me talk about this at times. Hiring people went against this idea of running a lifestyle business, and I thought that by hiring other people, it would create this pressure to grow, to cover the cost, and it would potentially add stress to my life because I would have to manage other people. And at the time, I was happy just working on my own, not having to worry about other people. Now, as I've shared before, I've, in the last year, hired a full-time contractor, Warwick, who does all the automation work for my clients. And this has really changed my view on how I look at using contractors. Now, the goal from the start was to just see how Warwick could help to make my life easier. You know, yes, working on your own is nice. You're not having to worry about anyone else, but everything lands on you. So there's a lot of responsibility there. And so bringing Warwick in, I didn't even approach it necessarily from a revenue generating perspective. I was even open to the idea of reducing my margins in order to save myself time. And again, I didn't want to hire someone if it meant sacrificing personal freedom, but hiring Warwick has really been a great move. Not only has he lightened my workload, which was the goal, but ironically, the business has grown because we can handle more capacity. The key, I think, was hiring someone who has great initiative and learns quickly. And Warwick is now far more knowledgeable using tools like Zapier than I was. And it means we can handle more complex work and get it done in less time than I could on my own. And that's just what you want when you hire someone, is to hire people that are better at these tasks than you. So this positive experience has really opened my eyes to using contractors. The goal is still the same, to prioritize efficiency over growth, but I'm now a lot more open to having, you know, a small team around me as long as it continues to serve my goals. Next thing I've changed my opinion on is working from home. Since our most recent COVID lockdown, which started in August this year, I've been working from home, and for the first few weeks, I just could not wait to get back to our co-working space. I've worked from a co-working space for the entire time I've been running my business, since going full-time anyway. And a co-working space gives you a nice division between work and your home life, and it's a great way to meet and socialize with other people. Now, I do miss the social side, but I'm now very happy working from home, and I see this continuing for the foreseeable future. I like not having to commute. I like being around my family during the day and popping downstairs to play with my son when I need a quick break. I really like that. I've spent some time upgrading my home office and making it just a really nice place to work. And I actually do have some plans in the pipeline. I'll be doing a few more office upgrades over the summer, over the Christmas summer period, which I'll probably be sharing. Might do a video at some point. And I don't mind not having the divide between work and home. I'm good at switching off at the end of the day, so this lack of division just wasn't as much of an issue as I thought it would be. So I'll probably go back to the co-working space in the future, but right now there's no rush, and I'm saving money, which is a bonus. So yeah, I was kind of surprised by this change in opinion, really, that I'm actually, and Warwick as well, we're both really enjoying working from home. I've also changed my mind on how much you should read. I used to be a much more passionate reader than I am today. In my early to sort of mid-20s, I was reading a lot of books around self-development and business to just aid with my journey to be better, to grow my business. And for me, reading was a vital tool and a habit I worked hard to maintain. I read a lot of books. Now, it's not that I don't think reading is important, but I read a lot less now than I used to. I found that the constant pursuit of self-improvement, which I've written about before, and I've linked to an article from a few years ago in the show notes, this constant pursuit can get exhausting over time. It means that you're always trying to be better, you're always trying to grow and have more, instead of just appreciating where you are now and what you've already got in front of you. And so I think this change in opinion is partially due to reading more about Stoicism, ironically, that I read about this. But it's really helped me to be more mindful about living in the present instead of always looking towards the future and trying to improve myself. Again, it's not that I disagree with these things, but I am looking at it through a different lens now. So I still read, you know, a book, a self-improvement book when it interests me, but I don't put that same pressure on myself to always have a book on the go. And finally, I've changed my opinions on minimalism. When I first discovered minimalism, I was really drawn to this idea of living life with less. This went well with the idea of running a lifestyle business and earning, you know, enough to sustain yourself. And so my wife, Haley, and I, we really took to this idea of getting rid of junk and clutter in our lives. And I remember at the time writing about minimalism, and I've linked to an old article from a few years ago, so you can see it wasn't even that long ago. And I wrote about minimalism and some thoughts, and I used the example of how we had a small TV at the time and how, you know, for us, we didn't care. We kind of liked having a small TV. And I believed that the more you depend on things and possessions for happiness, the less happy you will be. And then a few years later, I felt guilty about buying a bigger TV. Actually, it was last year. And so now my views have changed to be a bit more balanced, I would say. I still believe in being a conscious consumer and only purchasing things when necessary or that you have a passion about. You know, if you're passionate about something like Star Wars, if you want to collect Star Wars action figures or Lego or whatever it might be, I think that's fine if it's to spend money and buy things related to your passion. And we still love decluttering and we continue to be mindful about what we buy. But I also think that if you want to have nice things that are important to you, that's okay, as long as you don't let these things define you. And so it's just a balance. And so these are some of the things that I've changed my opinion on in the last few years. I'm sure I've forgotten others, but these were sort of the most obvious ones to me. If you've changed your opinion on anything and you would like to share, you can leave me a comment on the show notes at paulminers.com/232. I hope this was interesting. One more time, thank you very much for your time and attention today, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.